Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, November 18th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Apple today gave us updates for OS X, iOS, and Apple TV. That brings OS X up to 10.10.1 and iOS to 8.1.1. Now, Apple doesn't assign any kind of impact or rating to its patches. So what we did here is I went through the different CVE numbers and sort of assigned them our own rating and impact if you find that helpful. Sort of a little table like we do for Microsoft, even though it's not quite as nice and colorful. But either way, all of these updates for OS X, iOS, and Apple TV have one critical issue, and that's WebKit. WebKit is the library that's sort of the underpinning of Safari. A couple other browsers actually use that as well, and there is an arbitrary code execution vulnerability that could be triggered in WebKit. The other issues are only rated important in our sort of ad hoc rating here. One particular vulnerability we talked about before, and that's the fact that Spotlight on OS X, when it creates its index, sometimes saves part of that index to a removable drive like a USB drive, even though the content that's being indexed is actually not on that particular mobile drive. If you remember a couple of weeks ago, I talked about that, and the end result in that test that this particular individual did was that some of the email that they had on their hard drive ended up on a USB stick in the form of a Spotlight index. So this problem is now fixed. There are also a number of other issues. For example, private browsing is again a little bit reinforced, and the About This Mac feature is now sending less data to Apple. As far as data leakage go, there are a couple of data leakage issue also in iOS. For example, iOS apparently did send your location with Spotlight suggestions. These are the suggestions that are being retrieved from Apple as you start typing a term in Spotlight. When your device called Apple and asked for the suggestions, apparently it did send along your approximate location, which it no longer does. So my recommendation is update them. I don't see anything super critical here. Those WebKit issues are kind of like your Internet Explorer flaws, but I don't really see them exploited that much. So I would say over the next week or so, try to get your iOS devices patched. And then just a quick update on S-Channel or MS-1466. Immunity did now release a proof of concept exploit as part of its 4-pay Canvas tool. However, apparently this exploit only implements a denial of service. I haven't had a chance to test it. I don't have a Canvas subscription. In order to download the exploit, you have to be a paying subscriber. So still no easy to use and universal exploit for this vulnerability. So I guess we'll have to wait a little bit longer, but it looks more and more like this particular vulnerability will be quite challenging to actually exploit. And a little bit more bad news for Tor users. Turns out that it may be easier to de-anonymize Tor users than initially thought. If an adversary can inject a significant number of Tor nodes into the Tor network and then use traffic analysis in order to draw conclusions from the encrypted traffic that passes through these nodes. In this paper, researchers are claiming that up to 81% of Tor users in a real-world scenario and even 100% in a lab experiment. The use of traffic analysis isn't fundamentally new in order to deduct information from encrypted channels, but so far Tor's distributed user has thought to make it a little bit more immune from these attacks. But then again, the paper assumes that there is a well-funded adversary who is able to inject a good number of nodes into the Tor network in order to somewhat defeat the distributed nature of Tor. Well, and that's it for today. Thanks again for listening. And by the way, I'll do a webcast with White Hat Security at 1 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday if you're interested about it. It's about application security, of course, and how to prevent some of the most common problems in web application security. Thanks for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.